With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pulitzer Prize winner Kenneth Silverman, author of the first biography of Edgar Allan Poe in more than half a century, says Poe created the detective story.
The very idea of the detective, of this analyst who examines material clues.
As well as the detective with a pipe and the detective's sidekick.
Poe really also invented the locked room mystery, which the murders in the room morgue is. The idea of the post-mortem exam appears in Poe for the first time.
And Poe is also remembered for his horror tales, in which a lurking menace threatens the mundane.
Here, here, it is the beating of his hideous heart.
Poe's world in these tales is always a world where some kind of powerful presence is ready to do harm.
Most of Poe's poetry consists of love poems. Silverman believes the women in the poems are really the same woman.
Poems to what Poe liked to call the one, only, and supremely beloved.
In his lifetime, Poe became famous for The Raven.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary.
As soon as it appeared on the back page of a New York newspaper next to a bunch of advertisements, other newspapers picked it up. It started being reprinted all across the country. People started writing parodies of it instantly. There were demands on Poe to recite it in various places.
Kenneth Silverman has written a definitive biography, Edgar A. Poe, Mournful and Never-Ending Remembrance, published by HarperCollins.
Both The Raven, Nevermore.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88.
Both The Raven, Nevermore.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Edgar Allan Poe was a devastating literary critic. Kenneth Silverman, author of a recent biography of Poe, says Poe staged a vendetta against Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the most loved poet of his time.
Poe started going after Longfellow as a writer and really trying to destroy, or at least to lower, his reputation. That's understandable, given Poe's critical principles, but he also decided that Longfellow was a plagiarist.
When, in fact, Poe himself was often a plagiarist. Poe was born in 1809, abandoned by his father and orphaned at the age of three. He was raised by a wealthy family, the Allens in Virginia.
When Poe went off to the University of Virginia, he started gambling, eventually piled up about $2,000 in debts.
Claiming that he had to gamble because his estranged foster father refused to give him enough money. Poe won an appointment to West Point, but managed to get court-martialed.
By not turning up for various parades, by not going to church, by not appearing in some of his classes.
Poe believed the closeness he felt to his brother, William Henry, also a poet, stemmed from the loss of their mother.
William Henry drank himself to death at just the age that his mother was when she died.
24. Poe married his 13-year-old cousin. She too died prematurely. It was a sad, haunted life Poe lived, filled with poverty, alcoholism, and madness. But Poe's words live to illuminate our lives. His story is told in a new biography by Kenneth Silverman, published by HarperCollins.
It was many and many a year ago,
once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary,
you may know by the name of Annabel Lee.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
While I nodded, nearly bent to love and be loved by me, I was a
child. His story is told in a new biography by Kenneth Silverman, published by HarperCollins.
It was many and many a year ago,
once upon a midnight dreary,
while I pondered weak and weary,
you may know by the name of Annabel Lee.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
While I nodded, nearly bent to love and be loved by me.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The life of Edgar Allan Poe was marred by alcoholism. Kenneth Silverman is the author of a major biography of Poe.
He talks about his drinking all the time, and he's always telling one person or another that he's ready to stop, he's going to stop, he's going to give it up. In fact, at the very end of his life, he actually took a public pledge, and of course, and joined a temperance society.
In 1849, Poe set out on the road to raise subscriptions for a new magazine he was hoping to publish. Those who knew him at the time say his behavior was bizarre.
He had really had, I think, a sort of breakdown. I mean, he had been hallucinating, very delusional fantasies that people were out to kill him.
What happened to him in the few days before his death isn't known, although his mother-in-law had a theory.
She came to believe that he got off to change trains or something in Baltimore and then met a bunch of old friends from West Point, and they went on a big drinking spree together.
Poe was found hallucinating and raving and taken to a Baltimore hospital where he fell into a coma and died. He was 40 years old. Despite the tragedies of his life, Poe left a legacy of brilliant literary criticism, poetry, and short stories.
Writing in the 20th century is influenced by Poe even where the writers weren't conscious of it. I mean, his influence is so vast on all forms of culture, movies, TV, comic books, you know. It's everywhere. It's hard to escape.
Kenneth Silverman wrote Edgar A. Poe, mournful and never-ending remembrance.
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells.
Published by HarperCollins. Don Swaim, News Radio 88.
They tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle.
Kenneth Silverman wrote Edgar A. Poe, mournful and never-ending remembrance.
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells.
Published by HarperCollins. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystal.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary.
Many cities in the East claim Edgar Allan Poe as their own. Boston, where Poe was born in 1809 and where he published his first book of poems, Tamerlane. Boston is a city that Poe in later life disowned. In Richmond, Virginia, Poe, at the age of 3, was taken in by a well-to-do family, the Allens. Kenneth Silverman, author of the first biography of Poe since 1941, says Poe's literary career began in Baltimore.
While he was in Baltimore, he really started trying to get into the magazine world, really trying to send around his stories for the first time, seriously to get published.
Poe and his child bride moved to Philadelphia for 6 years, and there he flourished.
A lot of his most famous fiction and some of his best-known poems really come from that period when he did The Murders in the Rue Morgue and The Purloined Letter and The Fall of the House of Usher and The Pit and the Pendulum.
Poe lived in New York City twice. The second time, he became nationally famous as a critic and editor. It was in their cottage in rural Fordham that Poe's wife died. The cottage is still there.
Unfortunately, it's also been vandalized a lot of times over the last 100 years. And most of the furniture that Poe had in there has been taken out and has been stolen. The place has been broken into many times.
Edgar Allan Poe is buried in Baltimore, where he died at the age of 40, and where drinks can be hoisted at a bar called Edgar's.
But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.